Together with Tom Rose and brothers Ray and Dick Clark, Harry Buswell was one of the revered Bunbury sniping team at Gallipoli. Harry Buswell was born in Bunbury in 1883. Tragically, when he was only 3 years old, his father Henry was killed in a horse riding accident. Harry served in the WA Mounted Infantry in the Boer War, South Africa, between 1901 and 2. Then 2 years later, Harry became the first of the Buswell family dynasty to play in the South Bunbury Premiership winning football team. Harry was a natural leader of men. At age 24, he was selected as president of the Bunbury Lumpers Union in 1907. When Australia committed to the Great War in August 1914, Harry wasted no time in enlisting with others from the Southwest. He completed 3 months training at the Black Boy Hill Camp at Greenmount and was allocated to H Company of the 11th Battalion, initially working with Corporal Tom Louch from Albany. Harry embarked from Fremantle via Albany to disembark in Egypt in early December 1914. He then spent 6 weeks undergoing intensive field training in harsh desert conditions before departing to the Gallipoli Peninsula in early March 1915. Harry and his 11th Battalion mates would be part of the first Anzac Dawn landing party on the 25th of April 1915.
The Turks opened up with machine gun fire when we were between 200, 300 yards from the beach. I came under constant fire whilst wading ashore in waist-deep water. I had to get the boxes of ammunition over the beach and find protective cover behind a hill. I was a strong-built lad, and everyone wanted me to help dig the underground trenches. There were such a lot of them.
The trenches included a well-hidden sniper's post. This post was the base from which the Bunbury snipers operated. Harry Buswell wrote a number of detailed letters home to Bunbury. These letters appeared to have escaped the censorship protocols, possibly due to his respectful relationship with Roman Catholic chaplain John Fay, who was the 11th Battalion censor at the time. In two brief extracts from his letters, Buswell stated,
"To read about the Turks is to despise him, but to fight him is to admire him. You would be surprised at the total lack of hatred that is exhibited amongst our fellows against the Turks. They look upon him as a far fairer fighter than the German, which no doubt he is."
Harry Buswell was promoted to the rank of sergeant before leaving the Gallipoli Peninsula and being posted to the Western Front. Harry was killed in action during heavy fighting at the Battle of Pozieres. He was posthumously awarded a military medal for conspicuous gallantry during a hand-to-hand attack on the enemy trenches in late July 1916. The local Bunbury newspaper at the time published his death notice with the following tribute: "A straight, honest man and a fearless fighter."